This is the Primal King Podcast, but first, a quick message.
Crosso Ranch has raised premium beef for 5 generations, but we've always kept it to ourselves, but not anymore. You now have the ability to get ranch-raised, USDA-certified beef from our mountains in Idaho delivered directly to your dinner table. Don't settle for growth hormones, steroids, or imported beef on the store shelves anymore. Go to CrossoMeats.com right now to place your order. Your body and your taste buds will thank you for it. Even our girls think it's really yummy.
Bye, Crosso Meats. I love it.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 61. All right, so I want to talk with you all a little bit about the power that we all have, but for some reason we want to keep giving it away, and I just don't understand it. All right, everybody, super excited to have you on. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to talk with you today. Now, I wanted to talk with you about something on this week's episode that I feel like is not just a current event, but is also kind of an evergreen event, right? Like, it's something that we're always going to be, it's something we're always going to be struggling with. And one of the things that I feel like is more dangerous than just about anything else, okay, is when you feel like you have no power. If you feel like you're not being heard, if you feel like you have no other option, that is a dangerous person, okay? Because so often what happens when you feel cornered, right? When you're that cornered badger and you feel like there's no other option, you will do things that normally you would not do. We're seeing this time and time again right now in our current kind of societal climate, political climate, whatever you want to say, is that people who don't feel empowered, who don't feel like they have a voice, do crazy things. It could be burning down businesses. It could be protesting nonstop, right? It could be assaulting people they don't agree with. Typically, what happens is that when you don't feel like you have any control or any power, you're willing to do anything you can to get that back. And so the one question, I have a question for you that goes along with this episode, is why do you give your power away? Why do you? Why do I? Why do any of us give our power away? Because think about it this way. How often have we said that if my wife just did this, I would be happy? How many of you out there would say, if my husband only did that, I would be happy? How many of us maybe have said, if that person would just leave me alone, I would be happy? If my boss just gave me a raise, I would be happy. How about, I don't know, if I could just pay my bills, I would be happy. Now, the one common theme in all of those questions, and we've all asked ourselves these questions, right? Maybe it's like, if I could just lose weight, I would be doing better, right? Like, this literally is a question that just about all of us have asked ourselves at least a couple of times, probably, right? We're always asking, like, if, you know, why is it that I can't just get away from this person? Why is it that this person can't just leave me alone, right? But what we're always doing when we're asking these questions is we're giving our power away. We are giving someone else our destiny. Okay, now maybe that sounds woo-woo, like hippie stuff, whatever. But the truth is that we now live in a society. We live in a culture that seems to think it's okay to blame or to give our power away to other people. You see it everywhere. You see it everywhere, right? And I know that everything in this day and age gets boiled down to political, allies or political philosophies and everything else. But You hear all the time, make America great again, right? Or America was never great. Like, you want to know what I feel like would actually make America great again? And that's if we all stopped giving our power away. We stopped giving our power to politicians. We stopped allowing people to take power from us. If we just simply stood up as free individuals, as free men, free women, and stopped giving our power away, most of the problems that we deal with right now would simply just go away, right? If you believe that having Joe Biden as your president is suddenly going to make your life better, sorry, but you're mistaken. If you believe that somehow Trump overturns the election, they get voter fraud or whatever, and he becomes the next president, right? Like stays in office. If you think that that is going to make your life significantly better, you were wrong. And now I know that there's a lot of you that are like, oh yeah, but if Biden gets in, he's going to give us this. Or if Trump gets in, he's going to do that. The truth is that our political system is set up in a way to have the least amount of power possible to basically protect us from foreign and domestic enemies. That's basically, if you want to get down to it, you want to go through the constitutional text and all the different historical context of how our government was put in place, it's supposed to be very, very limited. Like the power is supposed to be with the people. The power is not supposed to be in the government to help the people. It's simply there to basically, again, at a very, very, simplistic view, the government is in place to basically make sure that if someone attacks us, we have a way to defend ourselves, right? Like we have a system in place that provides with basic human needs. But it's amazing to me how many people believe that by giving the government more power, it's going to better impact your life. It's going to make you have a better life. The way that I look at it is if the government just left us the hell alone and we all needed to be more self-sufficient, more self-reliant, it would be that much better. It's kind of like feeding the bears, right? Like any of you who ever have heard about feeding the bears, the reason why you don't feed the bears, why is that? Because they become dependent on you. You are taking the bears' power away to provide for themselves. And so what do? They just keep coming back and coming back. You think people are any different? Absolutely not. There's a reason why we see generational poverty. There's a reason why we see generational wealth. I know it's easy to say that person was born into money, but you know what happens a lot of times when you see generational wealth? Those families are taught different things. They're taught to be empowered. They're taught to think differently. They're taught not to depend for the most part on other people. Now, this isn't, a every case scenario. But I also know a lot of successful people who come from successful parents, who came from successful parents, who came from successful parents. And it's not simply just passing money down the line. It's passing a certain mindset down the line. It's passing a certain work ethic down the line. It's passing a certain degree of understanding that you and you alone have the power to make your success and make your story. One of the biggest things that, and I know that this can sound egotistical, it can sound self-centered, this doesn't mean necessarily that you have to put yourself in the center of the universe. But I do want you to understand is that no one else is going to care about your success more than what you do. Not the government, not mom, not dad. Okay, they'll tell you they will. But the truth is that mom and dad don't make decisions for us. We do, right? And so at the end of the day, no one will ever care about your success more than you do. So my question is, why do we keep giving our power away? Why do we give our power away to our spouse? Why do we give our power away to our parents? Why do we give our power away to the government? When at the end of the day, again, like if you are expecting your husband or your wife to make you happy, how often do you hear that? Oh, he makes me so happy. Oh, she makes me so happy. No, that's wrong. You make yourself happy. Now, absolutely. If you have a nagging husband or a nagging wife, can they make things worse? Absolutely. But I guarantee you that if you're searching for someone else who will make you happy, you're gonna be in for a long search. Might work for a couple of years. That person might make you happy for a few years. That person may make you happy for several years. But sooner or later, if you're depending on someone else to constantly and continually create your happiness, man, you're in for a rude awakening. I'm telling you, I'm warning you, right? I'm just warning you. Now, absolutely, should we find a spouse or someone to be with that we're compatible with, that we have commonalities, that you know, we are happy together? Of course. But you cannot base your sole entire happiness on someone else. We're all human. We all, you know, depending on what your beliefs are, I believe we're all sinners. We all make mistakes, right? Like, my wife can't depend on me to always make her happy. There's going to have to be some days where she's like, you know what? Happiness is something that I want. And so again, like, if I could encourage us all at this point, this volatile point in like society and culture, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic when I say this, but we are, right? Like, I mean, sometimes it feels like one little thing could go off and we're all just going to be trying to kill each other, right? I hope that isn't the case. But I also feel like, hey, if we just stood back, because one thing that I've noticed again, like as we've been building this business and as we've moved back to our ranch and, you know, going through everything that we have in the past couple of years, is that you're going to have some people that align with you, that join your movement, that support your cause, whatever else, but you're also going to have a lot of people who don't. And I think that it's really easy to fall into this trap of, oh my gosh, so-and-so is, you know, buying their meat from somebody else, you know, in my circumstance, I guess, because that's our business, right? Or maybe your business is, oh, so-and-so is having their house built by somebody else, or having their plumbing done by somebody else, or blah, 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 right? And it's really easy for you to start giving your power away because of that, and to start, like, I don't know, maybe kind of feeling bad for yourself. Like, I remember seeing somebody put out something on Facebook. It's been quite a while back. And it was like this new business that this person had started. And they were all excited about it. And literally it was like crickets, right? No one was buying. No one was supportive. And this person got all offended by it, right? And I remember thinking, like, man, it is though. It's so easy to be offended by it. It's so easy to where if you put out something that you truly care about, right? Something you care about deep down in your core, whether it's a business or a belief or a, you know, whatever it is, and it's crickets. No one shares it. No one likes it, comments on it, right? No one's talking about it, any of that. It's really easy to be offended by that. It's really easy to maybe even get your feelings hurt about that. But the truth is that if that is affecting you at a deep level, you're giving your power away to other people, right? And those people inevitably do not care about your success as much as what you do, right? Like, I know people who do amazing stuff. I have several friends that do amazing art, amazing pictures, right? And sometimes, like, people just don't appreciate it. They don't like it, maybe. They don't share it. They don't comment on it. They don't give any type of validation on it. I know other people who have awesome businesses that are changing the world for entrepreneurs. They put out something. They put out a book. No one cares, right? And so what I guess I would have you all at least consider is that, especially right now, take the power back, right? Stop basing your emotions on how other people feel. Stop basing what you want to do in this life on the accolades or the engagements. Stop trying to give, you know, your power to the government. The government doesn't care about you like you care about you. How could they, right? Like, how could some politician that's thousands of miles away from you actually care about your family, right? They don't. They can say they do, and they probably care about their family deeply. And it doesn't even mean that these people are bad, right? Like, I know we all want to villainize every politician. They're not all bad people. Obviously, they're not all great people. But they're not all bad people. But how can someone who's never met you actually truly care about you more than what you would care about yourself and your own success? They can't. And it's unreasonable for us as a population to feel like they could. It is. I mean, just think about it. Think about maybe somebody you met one time, and then that person all of a sudden thinks that you should care deeply about their success. Now, of course, like, I think if you're a decent human being, we want everybody to do well. But there's no way that I could care about your success if you're listening to this more than what you care about it. There's just no way. I have to care about my success. I have to care about my family. I have to make sure that we're taken care of, right? And absolutely, I want to help people. I want to do anything that I can. If I didn't, I wouldn't do this podcast. It doesn't make me any money, right? And so yes, I want to help people. But the truth is that, guys, I don't care about your success as much as you do. Sorry, right? Just as I expect that you don't care about my success as much as I do. And so there has to be a certain degree of accountability. There has to be a certain degree of, you know, being responsible for yourself and understanding the government isn't going to save you. Can they help us in a hard time? Sure. That's the reason why we have social safety nets, right? Agree or disagree with them. If you lose your job, or God forbid you're a single parent because you just, you know, lost a spouse, like there are certain things that can help you, but they're not going to save you. Not long term, right? They might help you stay just over absolute dead poor broke, right? But they're not going to save you. And so, like, I see all this stuff happening. I see, you know, you just see so many different examples of this, so many different instances of people thinking that, you know, maybe if you're a mentor that you're going to save all of your students, right? Or if you're a coach, you're going to save every player. If you're a teacher, that you're going to save every student. It's just not possible. What I think we should be doing is teaching people, teaching kids. You know what? This world's a dark place. It's a hard place. There's going to be a lot of bad things that happen to you. But what are you going to do once that happens? Are you going to be, I don't know, giving your power away to all of those circumstances? Are you going to be giving your power away to your spouse? Are you going to be giving your power away to your parents? Or at some point, are you going to realize that if you want to get an A on a paper, you've got to do it? Yeah, I can help you. If I'm a teacher, right? Like, I can help you. You want to be an all-state athlete? I'll do everything I can to help you. You want to meet up? Try to, you know, get extra coaching? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, you have to want to be an all-state player more than what I want you to be, right? I can want you to be, but again, like, you have to do it. You have to care about your success more than anybody else does. And I think even sometimes as a parent, this is a really hard concept. Because I think that, like, I don't know, I believe, like, for my kids, I want them to be all state. I want, you know, in sports, I want them to achieve great levels of success. But at the end of the day, they have to want to be successful more than what I want them to be. They're the ones that have to put in the work. They're the ones that have to take the accountability for it. I can't make my kids be successful at anything, right? Like, I can tell them how awesome it was to be all state, right? Like, I mean, I know that for me, as far as like my athletic career, that was one of the coolest things, like, was getting player of the year and stuff like that. And I can be like, yeah, it was awesome and it was cool having your name in the paper. But at the end of the day, it doesn't happen unless they want that success. And so I guess to kind of wrap this all up, guys, it's just been something that's been weighing on me. And I know that it's kind of a delicate subject because there's so many people that are hurting right now. And there's so many people that maybe feel like they're, you know, maybe you've lost a business. Maybe you've lost a job. Maybe you've lost a house, or you've lost everything. And you're just like, man, I can't get a break. I just need some help. Because I think we've all felt that. We've all said that before, right? Like, gosh dang, it's just one thing after the other. I just need some help. But again, you have to understand that it's up to you. Don't give your power away. Absolutely. If there's help to be taken, take it, right? Like, don't be so proud that you won't take help. But you just have to remember that no one will actually care about your success more than what you do. So the more that you give your power away, the more that you hope other people are going to buy your stuff, the more that you hope that, you know, someone's going to help you out, the more you're going to be disappointed. If you're running a business, like, you have to make it a no-brainer for people to buy from you, not because they're your friend or they're your family, but because what you do is good. And you know who decides that? You do. You're the one making the product. You're the one putting the content out there. Whatever it may be, that's up to you. And if it's good enough, people will buy it. And if it's not, well, they won't, right? No matter how much you want them to be supporters, they won't be, right? Because at the end of the day, again, no one's going to care about your success as much as you do. So understand that. Embrace it. Okay, embrace the fact that it's on you. And if you do that, you will be successful. May not be overnight, but you'll be successful. All right, everybody, get out there, get it done, take your power back. Let's do this. Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. there is one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.